sins in the church and hang it on the preacher. That's why they get so upset when they find out the preacher done sinned. Because they ain't got nowhere now to hang their sins. Because they looking for him to be pure and holy so they can come in and undress and hang them all on him. And then he walks out and loaded down with all of their sins. And the first time they hear of anything he's done that he shouldn't have done, oh, ain't that a shame before God. Oh, we got to get rid of him, child. We got to get us another preacher. I can't use nobody that ain't no better off than I am. Well, the devil, all of us trying to make it in. It ain't no easier for a preacher to get to heaven than it is for you. We all trying to just make it in. You watch that coon dog. Well, then you've got another kind of dog. The 10th type dog is a bloodhound. This dog is used to track down criminals. Yes, we have some bloodhounds in our church. People who have an instinct of a bloodhound for uncovering scandals in other folks' lives. They find out who is going with who in the church. Amen. They will search your garbage can and see if they can find any liquor bottles or beer cans. Amen. And if you ask them about something that's going on and they don't know, they'll tell you, well, I don't know right now, but you give me 2 days, I'll get back to you. I'll find it out. You watch them bloodhounds. Then there's 11th kind of dog in our church. That's the pot hound. His belly is the biggest thing about him. I know a man who used to cook barbecue on an open pit. And one day, this old pot hound ran up and grabbed a piece of his hot meat off of this barbecue pit. The meat was burning him in the mouth, and he was hollering, but he wouldn't drop the meat. He has kept on holding on to it and was hollering every step of the way that he went. Well, we got some folk in our church like that. Amen. They holler about their sin, but they won't drop them. Amen. Every time you see them, they holler, I know I ain't living right, Professor. I know I ought to do better. But he won't quit. I know I should do better. My mama was a good church member. My daddy was a deacon. I know, but he keep on sinning. That's the pot hound. Amen. If your sins are burning you, why don't you drop them? Uh-huh. Well, watch them dogs. Well, the 12th dog is a Spitz dog. He too is a very pretty dog. But that Spitz is very deceitful. He'll ease up to you friendly, and then he'll bite you when you ain't looking. You can play with him, he'll still bite you. You can feed him, and when he gets to eating, he'll bite you. He will sleep in the cold and rain if only he can be at his master's side. Ain't that right? He will kiss the hand that has no food to give him. The dog, he will guard the sleep of his poor master as if he was a prince. If fortune drives his master out into a homeless world, the dog asks no more than to go along at his side. And when death overtakes his master, he has been known to lay beside the grave with his head between his paws, with sad eyes, and stand watching. There will whine all night long. Yes, a good dog is faithful to his master, even in death. Jesus, my master, I will follow him on. When men and women are ungrateful to his loving kindness, I will sing his praises. Yes, Jesus, my master, died. But there were those who had been with him.